lifted up, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John chapter 12, verse 32. The words of Jesus that he said to signify what kind of death he should die. It's interesting that God chose this form of death for him, because Jesus' death was pinpointed right down to the last nail. Let's evaluate it. Number one, John chapter 3 verse 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Moses was instructed by God to put a serpent on a pole and lift it up in the wilderness so that anyone who was bitten or stung by a snake would look at this lifted serpent and live. The book of Numbers chapter 21 verse 9. This scripture foreshadows the crucifixion of Jesus. And here's how. The sting of sin is very poisonous to the soul. And when sin has bitten any individual, it becomes challenging for them to remain alive. In fact, sin's sting is so devastating that the Bible says the soul that sinneth shall surely die. But Jesus takes our place and also takes the place of the serpent, and all those who dare to look upon the crucified one or fix their eyes upon him will live eternally. Because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55, Jesus takes the sting out of death. While we're considering, let's look at the second point. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." So there you have it. He has taken our place and removed our curses. And all of this happened when he was lifted up on the cross. Dear Lord, help us to understand that it is our duty to lift you up daily, hourly, and minutely. We may not be putting you on a cross, but by lifting you up in praise and in worship, we are putting you at the forefront of our minds. In fact, you said we should let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our God in heaven. In other words, lift you up. Just give us the strength, Lord, to continue to shine for you. Here's a piece I call Lifted Up. I'm born for this purpose, but don't know if I'm worth it because people treat me funny. God knows I'm not perfect. The carpenter's son is what they labeled me, but the chosen one is what I aim to be. They got me in the temple baffling teachers and priests because I teach with such wisdom, and that's just the least. I'm trying to preach the kingdom to the world, trying to reach the parents, trying to reach every boy and girl. The message of the kingdom is so right. Every time I preach this message, there's bound to be a fight. The last time I checked, I was on my way to the garden with 12. Oops, I mean 11. One was taken by the devil. Who would have thought for cash he'd give me up, bringing soldiers and strangers to pick me up. They got weapons for sure, they're going to whip me up. Now he's kissing, he's trying to trick me up. So Father, I may not want to drink this cup, but I know if I don't, I won't be lifted up. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.